This is Jen Rowland of Fueled Fit Focused. Thank you for tuning in to today's post. Focused on the goal, living out the truth of what we believe. On August 7th, 2017, I stood poolside with my pastor, spouse, and oldest daughter to publicly profess my faith in Jesus Christ. I had been baptized as a newborn, a 2-pound preemie in the NICU, but this time was different. It was more than a cleansing of original sin or a rite of initiation into the Christian community. It was a sacred commitment to living out the truth of what I believed. After sharing my testimony, my pastor prayed that God would give me a mouth to speak boldly for him, the courage to witness to Christ, and the sensitivity to love and serve others. Then I was submerged under water, a representation of washing away the old to become a new creation in Christ. God had been reaching out to me from day one, but my journey of living for his glory had only recently begun. Focused on the goal. As part of my testimony, I shared my life verse, Philippians 3:12-21, titled Focused on the Goal in the Message Translation. This passage helps refocus my thoughts, realign my priorities, and remember that our pursuit of the prize to be in heaven with Christ is a lifelong journey. In this world, we are constantly bombarded with distractions, but God calls us to focus on one thing. Philippians 3:13-14 reads, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." John Wesley stated it beautifully in his sermon, What is Man?, when he said, "You were born for nothing else. You live for nothing else. Your life is continued to you upon earth for no other purpose than this, that you may know, love, and serve God on earth, and enjoy him to all eternity. Consider, you were not created to please your senses, to gratify your imagination, to gain money or the praise of men, to seek happiness in any created good in anything under the sun. All this is walking in a vain shadow. It is leading a restless, miserable life in order to a miserable eternity. On the contrary, you were created for this and for no other purpose, by seeking and finding happiness in God on earth, to secure the glory of God in heaven. Therefore, let your heart continually say, 'This one thing I do,' having one thing in view, remembering why I was born and why I am continued in life, I press on to the mark." Philippians 3:13-14 simplifies the path from an overwhelmed, chaotic life to a peaceful, purpose-driven one. Forget what is behind, strain toward what is ahead, and press on. To me, this means letting go of lies I believed, past hurts and failures, and unhealthy habits that draw me away from a Christ-like life. It means keeping my eyes fixed on Jesus and what he's calling me to do instead of conforming to our culture. And it means persevering through trials, trusting that if God takes me through it, there is a reason for it. Rather than question why or ask God to change my circumstances, I can ask him to use them to change me. What things from your past might you need to let go of? How is God calling you to move forward? What does pressing on look like in this phase of your life? What's your next step? How might God be using your current circumstances to transform you into the image of Christ? Living out the truth of what we believe requires action. It is more than simply professing our faith or believing the Bible is true. What are we going to do with it? Perhaps it's time to be baptized, sign up for a small group, or start reading the Bible. Maybe we need to say no to outside commitments to regularly attend church or spend more time with the Lord. Prayerfully consider what the next step looks like for you and commit to moving forward. You have an opportunity to start fresh today. Will you take it? Safety. As I reflect on the past 9 years, I'm able to identify some fundamental steps that are necessary to break free from a frenzied, hurried lifestyle and embrace a simpler, more spiritual way of living. The first step wasn't to get rid of my stuff. It was to slow down, seek God, and surrender to his work within me. Gradually, God began to chip away at all the things in my life that no longer belonged to create space for the few things that were most important. In being obedient to what God is calling me to do, I am experiencing His power working through me, accomplishing things such as writing this series that I would not have been able to do on my own. Through His strength, we can take small daily steps in the right direction that transform our heart, mind, and soul. My transformation is far from over, but it can be summarized with a single acronym, SAFETY. The S stands for surrender. Surrender my sinful ways, fleshly desires, and need for control to seek God and His will for my life. The A is for accept. Accept that His word is true and anchor my identity in Christ. The F is for focus. Focus on the goal of drawing closer to God, becoming more like Christ, and living for His glory. The E is for eliminate. Eliminate that which contaminates body, mind, and soul so I can hear God speak, discern His will, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. The T is for trust. Trust in God's plan, even when I don't understand it. In His timing, asking Him what He's trying to teach me, and that every season of life has a purpose. Seek God for the courage to change the things I can, let go of the things that are out of my control, and trust that He who is working in me is simultaneously working in those around me. And the Y is for yield. Yield every facet of my life to His direction, including my marriage, motherhood, and vocation, as well as my doubts, desires, and expectations. Yield to God to use me to bring the good news to others. These steps are not linear, but rather a continuous cycle of surrendering, seeking, and securing God's glory. In Him, we find safety, just not in the way the world defines it. He doesn't shield us from the storms of life or the devil's schemes, but He gives us the strength to endure them. He promises to provide a way out when we put our hope and trust in Him. In Him, we find respite from daily distractions and a chaotic way of living. The cares of this world become less important as we come to understand who God is and why we're here. As we let go of the non-essentials, we find time to fill our cups so we can pour into the relationships that give our life meaning and purpose. Through life's difficulties, the wars that rage in our hearts, minds, and spirits, we find safety in knowing we are unconditionally loved, fully accepted, and never alone. God is always with us in the form of the Holy Spirit. He promises to protect us and work all things for the good of those who follow Him. He assures us that no power can separate us from His love. These truths should change the way we live. God's greatest commandments. My life today is just as full as it was 9 years ago, but it is full of different things. I am blessed with real deep friendships with people from all walks of life. I have a personal relationship with Jesus that fills my heart and drives my decision-making process. My life is fueled by passion, not performance, and I have peace in knowing I'm living on purpose for the unique purpose God created me. Love, joy, peace, purpose. These are the characteristics of a Spirit-filled life. I am far from the goal, but I have seen the fruit of God's work and I am not turning back. In slowing down, seeking God, and allowing Him to direct my steps, He has opened doors for me to teach, coach, speak, write, and serve on His behalf. My marriage has been restored and my family is diligently seeking the Lord. The more we make Him our primary focus, the more we witness His love overflowing into every area of our life. Henry Nouwen said, "When the love of God is indeed our first concern, a deep love for my neighbor can grow." Simplicity is a product of focusing on what matters. Living out the truth of what we believe means committing our lives to God's greatest commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22, verses 37 and 39. When we stay focused on this goal, everything else falls into place. What does living out the truth look like for you? Call to action. Choose a passage of scripture that resonates with you in a personal way to guide and focus your current season. It could be an area where you want to grow, words that provide guidance and direction, or a source of peace and comfort as you strive to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Check out the article, How to Choose a Life Verse, from crosswalk.com, and visit this site for a list of Bible verses by topic. Print out your life verse, post it in a visible location, and meditate on it daily. Ask God what living in alignment with your life verse looks like for you today. If you already have a life verse, commit it to memory and to living it out, one day at a time. Thank you for tuning in to today's post. Don't forget to visit my blog to check out the free resources. Thank you.